A lot of court action today. This one comes from the UK. The UK High Court is hearing a case at the moment from three Kenyan plaintiffs. They say they were tortured and abused for allegedly helping Mau Mau dissidents who were rebelling against British rule in Kenya back in the 1950s and 60s. So it's an old case, and that actually is what it turns on, it seems. The latest hearing overnight, the counsel representing the British government has agreed that the plaintiffs did suffer horribly. They suffered torture, ill treatment at the hands of the colonial administration. That sounds like an admission of guilt, you'd think. But it's not. The British government's arguing that too much time has passed, that a fair hearing can't be conducted. What do you make of that? Dr. David Dorward is a research associate from La Trobe University's School of Historical and European Studies. David, welcome back to the show. This is there's some interesting stuff here that I know you've got for us. I want to get to that, but just give us really briefly some background on the Mau Mau.
Well, the Mau Mau uprising began in the late 40s. It ran through to 1956, effectively. And it was a rebellion against British colonial rule, in particular the way in which white farmers had taken over Kikuyu land. But it degenerated into a civil war, largely within the Kikuyu, between those who supported the British administration, those who'd gotten something out of it, like the chiefs, and the Mau Mau. So it was rebellion against the British colonial settlers, but also an internal civil war.
Now, did the British know that they had done these horrible things, that colonial forces had done horrible things to Kenya? Did they know that back in London?
Oh, of course they did. Look, the one thing that's come out of the release of these papers is the correspondence between Governor Baring and Alan Lennox Brown, who was the Secretary of State for the colonies. And it's quite clear that the British knew what was going on. Besides, there was an explosion over the death of 11 Mau Mau prisoners in a camp called Hola Camp. And it was denounced back in the 50s by Barbara Castle from the Labour Party, and more importantly, Enoch Powell from the Conservatives. I mean, Enoch Powell, in a speech called The River of Blood, said, if this is British colonialism, we've got no business being there.
You're right. So do you think that over the intervening period there's been something of a cover-up so that you can get to the point now where you can say, oh, it's been too long, sorry, we would have loved to have compensated you, but now that there's no fair trial, it's impossible?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite clearly a cover-up. Look, historians have been trying to get into these files for decades, right? The British government was finally forced to do in 2011 as a result of a high court order was release the file. There's 8,000 files, 17,000 plus pages of documents, right? This amount of material doesn't just get lost in an odd filing cabinet, right? We're not talking about one or two files. We're talking about 8,000.
I know you're not a lawyer, but the thing that occurs to me is if the British government's prepared to admit that these things happened, what is it about the trial that wouldn't be fair? There wouldn't be much of a dispute as to the facts, which is presumably why you wouldn't want to run a trial so long after the fact. But if they're prepared to admit to some of the facts, well, what's the issue?
Well, because they're refusing compensation. The British have always refused compensation. About, you know, former colonial policies and practices. Look, the closest they ever came to it was in 1997 when Queen Elizabeth laid a flower arrangement in the memorial, the Amsara massacre in 1919. I mean, she didn't actually sort of say we're sorry, but she laid a wreath, right? Mm. And that's they've never paid for any of the atrocities that were committed. And you know, it isn't all, I mean, it's not just the British. The Mau Mau were a rebellion, and there was a lot of murder and there was a lot of killing. Mm. But what happened was The British sent out young recruits. These were conscripts from, the underclass of Britain who joined the army, and they were sent out to fight the Mau Mau. What they did and what African Home Guard under their command did were atrocities. But now what the British government is saying is, oh, well, this was all done by colonial officials long dead. Yeah. And what's come out is that they did know about it.
It seems that way. We'll see what happens in the court proceedings. Of course, that's the argument they're running, that it's too far in the past. David, good to talk to you. Thanks very much for joining us today, and I'm really interested to see what becomes of this.
Okay.
Dr. David Dorwood, Research Associate from La Trobe University School of Historical and European Studies. It's just gone 20 minutes past 7, 20 past 5 if you're listening in the West. Lots of